1320 WILS, 649. How about this? Imagine unleashing your brain's superpowers in just minutes. If you're a person that has a lot of worry and concern in your mind and you don't know how to get it calm down, you're about to find out. We're joined by Carol Kershaw and Bill Wade, authors of the book, The Worry-Free Mind. Train your brain, calm the stress spin cycle, and discover a happier, more productive you. Carol, Bill, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What's it like to write a book together? How complicated is that?
Well, not really. We've worked out a rhythm, I think, that works for us. And, you know, we've been married 33 years, and we like each other.
Uh-huh. Is one of you a worrier and one not? How does it work in the marriage?
Well, I think, you know, I won't speak for Bill. I mean, I've had my own challenges with worry, and that's why I was really interested in finding some things that worked for me. I'm always sort of my own guinea pig first.
Mm. I grew up in a family where I think we gave our mother gold medals for worrying. So we all in my family learned how to worry, which is important to be able to turn that off.
When you say worried, how intense can it get for you, would you say?
Well, it can be anything from just a kind of a chronic and back of your mind spinning around to actually freezing up, getting into panic, wanting to flee the most extensive or severe forms of worry.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody has what we call these Stephen King horror movies that they run. And so those are the kind of things we really want to start interrupting as soon as you learn some tools.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been this way for most of your life, for decades, what's the very first thing you can do to start calming things down?
Well, one is to be in touch with your body. So when you start to worry, are you getting tense in your shoulders, your head, your chest, what part of your body? And use that as a signal to let you know that it's important then to calm down, then to do something initially to change your focus of attention after you recognize the body sensations, to first focus outside yourself so that the brain begins to calm down.
Because when I hear about dealing with the mind, I usually hear about this word meditation. Is that is that something you're into then?
Yes. Meditation is a very useful tool. And, you know, all it sometimes takes is 1 or 2 minutes for a person to focus on the breath. It's very hard to have a worry thought and focus on your breath.
Mm-hmm. And if you do that on a continual basis every day, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, then there are actually changes in the brain that takes place, both in terms of electrical activity, blood flow, and even in some cases, structure of the brain changes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you think people are born worriers, or is this something you learn?
Well, you know, we're all wired up to worry because it's a survival tool and it's a natural thing that when we have a fear response, we go into fight, flight, or freeze. And but we, in the culture we live in, we tend to live in high states of arousal. That means high states of stress and tension. Mm-hmm. And if people don't ever get that calmed down, then that can lead to lots of bad things like chronic illness and so forth.
What about things like coffee? Does that make things worse?
I didn't understand what you said.
Things like drinking coffee and being caffeinated. Yeah. What does that do?
Well, coffee is a stimulant, and people can get more dependent upon caffeine to get themselves awake, but they can get over-aroused with caffeine and wind up overstimulated and makes it harder to deal with worry. So nutrition is a part of the total program.
Yeah. And do you have any particular viewpoint on the kinds of foods we should eat to calm our brains down?
You know, anti-inflammatory foods are great. And for example, so Bill and I every morning usually make a green smoothie. And, you know, it's pretty tasty. And that's it's anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm. Eat a lot of fish, a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, which is a good anti-inflammatory agent. Mm-hmm. Not having a lot of carbonated drinks, or alcohol and things like that, that in moderation.
And low sugar. We have lots of major sugar addiction in our food industry here.
Yeah. But by the way, I should know, by the way, we're talking to Carol Crenshaw and Bill Wade, authors of The Worry-Free Mind. And have you guys been married for a long time?
We have, 33 years.
33, wow. What's the secret to a long marriage like that?
A lot of talking and being honest with yourself and your feelings and really working on developing what we call non-reactive mind, which is probably a lifetime goal.
When your spouse says something, you don't immediately react. Yeah. You're able to process and understand what the other person's thoughts, feelings are rather than get into immediate defensive response.
Right. It's funny because sometimes my wife is upset that I'm not reacting fast enough. You know, she says, are you even listening to what I'm saying?
Tell her you love her.
Right. Just like, well, she wants me to prove that I'm actually listening to the words that are being said, you know. She's looking for evidence. So really, a non-reactive mind. So essentially, do you tend to pause and wait before you reply to each other, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do practice that. And, you know, the other thing that's really helped us stay together for 33 years is we practice being empathic with each other. Everybody gets into rough edges sometimes and go through periods where they feel irritable or and they don't feel quite right. And, you know, being able to give your partner a little distance, if that's necessary, is really important.
Tell me this, though, because as a couple, when one of you is worrying about something, what do you say as the partner to that? What do you say to them to try to calm things down for them mentally?
Well, we typically just validate the feelings. And we try to use the word concern rather than worry. Uh-huh. So that you invite the person to talk about what they're concerned about, and you may or may not agree with how they're interpreting data or information. But at a feeling level, it helps to be heard and to let your partner know that you hear them and hear their concerns. That tends to calm them down. Mm-hmm. And then the two of you have an easier time having a productive conversation.
How much is just saying that verbally, like, you know, I'm really scared this will happen or that will happen, how much does that help calm things down, or does it make it worse?
Oh, I think if you're, you know, you're being honest about how you feel, it's important for that to be received by your partner. And so sometimes what happens with couples is when one person gets anxious, it triggers the anxiety in the other person. And then, you know, people can be off to the races and struggling over something that's not really the issue.
Yeah. The worst thing to say is don't worry about it.
Right.
Then people start feeling invalidated and can start defending their position.
Right.
Mm. Now, is one of you in the relationship the calmer one?
Both are pretty calm.
Well, I think we're pretty calm. But, you know, we've both worked on it for a long time. So, mm-hmm.
Kind of like Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. That'd be a tough decision between the two. I think Bill Belichick, though, wins. Tell me, so when it comes to as a couple, is this something that you would address as a couple, or did you do this separately and it just helped you come together more?
We've done it both ways with couples that we've seen. We listen to them, try to help them talk about whatever their concerns are, annoyances, validate those, and sometimes if the energy level is so high, we will see them individually to help them calm down and get into the zone, if you will, mid-range level of arousal, so they can come back together and begin to talk. There's a psychologist in Washington, John Gottman, that says if couples' heart rates are over 100 beats a minute, not much is going to get done. It's positive in a therapy session. So that we want people to be in a mid-range of arousal, mid-range of arousal, so that they're not reacting to each other.
And we really want to teach them some brain change tools so people discover, after they learn some of these techniques, that they have amazing abilities they never knew they had.
Now, the book is The Worry-Free Mind. About a minute left, but other than meditating, what else can people do to work with their minds to kind of restructure it?
Well, we have a chapter in there called The Deep Dive, and you can take your mind all the way down to the edge of sleep and hover there for a few minutes. And the very, very interesting thing happens. That is, your brain releases a peptide that's very close in structure to marijuana. And it actually becomes a reset button. So it's regenerative, and it's amazing.
It's an endocannabinoid, an anamide. Another thing people can do is what we call bilateral stimulation. So tapping with both hands, taking a walk, using both sides of your body. Mm-hmm. When people get anxious, blood tends to pool on one side of the brain or the other more. And then by doing something that has bilateral stimulation or tossing a ball across your midline a number of times actually balances the blood flow and can interrupt the worry thought. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we suggest people do sometimes is just focus on space, just space between objects. Mm-hmm. People will have, when they start to worry, they'll make a story about it. And sometimes a story catches them in the worry and keeps it going. If you just focus on the space, say, between two objects, you can't make up a story.
So, I mean, look, we just scratched the surface. All kinds of different techniques and ways to improve your mind and calm your mind. The book is The Worry-Free Mind. Train your brain, calm the stress spin cycle, and discover a happier, more productive you. Carol Kershaw and Bill Wade right here on 1320 WILS. Carol, Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That is it for us. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Good night.